Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, the new year brings with it new challenges, of course. A lot going on out there. As always, the news cycle doesn't leave us longing for something to talk about, that's for sure. All kinds of crazy stuff going on. But seeing as it is the beginning of a brand new year, 2018, can you believe that? 2017 gone. It gets worse every year, it seems. As we get older, maybe that's not your experience. And if it isn't, praise the Lord. I'm happy for you, but it's definitely been my experience that each year seems to get a little shorter, a little faster. But one of the things that we need to look at every year is, like we did kind of top 10 news stories and things like that yesterday, but our finances, that's a big deal in the ever-changing and quickly changing world that we live in. And so normally we would do Money Monday, the first Monday of the month, but given that that was New Year's Day, and then yesterday was my first day back on the air, And wanted to do kind of some year-end wrap-up stuff. But today we're diving right back into our regularly scheduled Money Monday. And usually we do updates. But the first Monday of the month, we do a full show together with our friend David Fisher at Landmark Capital, which, of course, is landmarkgold.com is their website. But today, really important that we do this because we have to look back. What can we learn from 2017? And then what does it look like is coming our way in 2018, and as things have been just a wild year in the stock market and all kinds of things happening internationally, the financial news was all over the map. But from an investment standpoint, it was a whale of a year. I mean, it was a whale of a year for the Noble family personally in terms of how our investments did. And if you're in the stock market at all, and if you're in the precious metals market, it was a really, really good year. But we know that those things don't last for long, and so we need to continue to update this. Jesus talked a lot about money. 16 of the 38 parables were concerned with how to handle money and possessions, and the gospel is an amazing 1 out of 10 verses, 288 in all. So 10% deal directly with the subject of, you guessed it, money. The Bible offers 500 verses on prayer, slightly less than 500 verses on faith in and of itself, but more than 2,000 verses on money and possessions, which is, if the scriptures and if our Lord is going to take money and possessions seriously, we're going to do it the same way here on Call to Action Radio. And again, this is Steve Noble. It's great to be with you, as well as with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. David, how are you, buddy? Happy New Year.
Well, a happy New Year to you, my brother. You know, that your opening comments remind me of a saying that this too will change. You know, we live in an environment, well, if we're going through tragedy, whether it be, you know, our prayers don't get answered the way we think God should have answered them, or it's a financial one, or it's a companion, a wife, a husband, or a child, you know, and we want that environment to change. You know, I want to give hope to those that are maybe in challenge, those that so in tears will reap in joy one day, that this too environment will change. Even the good times, they will change. That is how Scripture talks about we move in seasons. So the market's been really good for so many people. It's the Fisher household benefited greatly, too. Anybody that has money in just about any investment done well. It's kind of like throw a dart at the paper of the Wall Street Journal, and, you know, it's one of those environments.
That's exactly right. But, you know, but we have to keep our nose to the grindstone, if you will, and we have to keep paying attention. And when it comes to finances, we're in such a complex international market situation. And with the government intervention and everything that's gone on and the bail-ins, as we've talked about for the last year and a half, that's why we talk to David as often as we do, because these things have monumental impacts on our finances and what we're trying to do for our families and ourselves. And like I said at the beginning of the show, God talked a lot about finances and about money and possessions throughout the Bible because he knew we would struggle with it, that we'd put it in the wrong position, either paying too much attention to it or none at all. And that's why we need to kind of stay on top of these things. Well, you mentioned 2017. So let's just kind of recap what happened in the markets, both the regular stock market and bonds and T-bills and all that stuff, as well as, of course, what happened in precious metals.
Well, in bonds and first, we T-bills. If you're a holder of T-bills, you actually lost money because there's a inversion. Depending on how you bought it, it's not one statement that fits all. So I want to make sure that everybody knows that. Oh, I'm in treasuries. I got to get out. I'm losing money. That's not the case. But a lot of treasuries have lost money because of the yield curve, the inversion that's going on. In other words, long-term rates are coming down while they should not be doing that, and they're getting close to what short-term rates are, and there's an inversion going on. So that's one reason why the Fed is unraveling balance sheet. Bonds, it depends on what kind of bonds you're in. Municipal, usually it's a fixed rate, so you're probably okay there. Stocks have done phenomenal. The index of the Dow went up 25.2%. I said we're going to be in January of last year, Steve, on your program, we're going to be in a bull market in stocks and metals at the same time, and that's what happened. Stocks, yeah. Again, indexed 25%. Gold went up 12.6%. Silver lagged behind at 6.6%, and a shining star in the metal market called palladium, up 55% last year. Phenomenal.
Yeah, just crazy. So I listened to and I watched your interview with TD Ameritrade. That was a great opportunity, and I thought that went really well. We'll talk about that offline when we get a minute. But that's one of the things that came up. I said palladium, and I thought to myself, isn't that what they made Captain America's shield out of?
You may be right. I'm not a comic book advocate person or that, but yeah, I think you're right. Palladium. 67% of production of palladium goes to catalytic converters. 12% goes to
catalytic converters, as in what's in every car.
What's in every gasoline engine car, not diesel and not electric cars.
Got it. Okay.
So this is, for the time being, palladium was being used for that, and because of the huge devastation we had due to the hurricanes in Texas, Florida, and the Caribbean. The replacement of the devastation of autos had to be replaced with brand new cars. Therefore, auto sales went through the roof in the United States. So that's why palladium was on the rise. And on that's the demand side. The supply side, according to Johnson Matthey, which is a refinery company, the largest in the world, or one of them, yeah, were 800 ounces short in palladium for 2017, and HSBC Bank said we're going to move to 1.1 million ounces of deficit in 2018. So palladium, wow, is something you want to maybe looking at.
How interesting. Well, I'm going to put you on hold. We're coming up on a commercial break. We're talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital about 2017 and 2018. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. Be careful out there. Sounds like the old Hill Street Blues. Is that the name of it? Hill Street Blues? Is that what that was called? Hill Street Blues. It was the Chicago Cop TV series. Hill Street Blues. I think that was it. Hill Street Blues. You say, hey, and be careful out there. So now you gotta, if you're on the East Coast, so I'm here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we have listeners all over North Carolina, but we have listeners down along the coast in southern Georgia. And you definitely need to be careful out there, and even down into Florida. Jacksonville got hit by this developing winter storm. All of our other listeners, kind of like Tampa and moving west, not a big deal there. But on the East Coast and even here in Raleigh, North Carolina, you know, it's we get an inch of snow tonight, 2 inches of snow. And if you live in the Triangle area of North Carolina and you need some milk or some bread or some water or pretty much any perishable thing, you're going to be out of luck. This place just melts down. And one of the other things that can melt down quickly, if you're not paying attention, of course, is the financial world. So today, a full Money Monday with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. And he's got a great team out there. I've been out to visit them, had lunch with them out in Phoenix, Arizona, when I was out there last year. I have to say last year now. You got to adjust the way that we refer to the past because we switched years. But I was out there, Harvest America, with Greg Laurie, and had a chance to sit down and meet David's staff, which was awesome, a great group of people, and they've been wonderful to Call to Action listeners for as long as we've been doing Money Mondays together. So it's a great place to get information and an education for yourself, and you can give them a phone call. Easy enough, we still do that the old-fashioned way, 844-879-8882, 844-879-8882. 8882, or you can easily find them online at landmarkgold.com. But David, again, thanks for being with us again here at the beginning of the new year. How was your Christmas, by the way?
My Christmas was just awesome. I mean, it was an incredible time. The challenges my son went through is now you can't even tell. God's done such a huge miracle in that area.
That's huge.
So I get a little choked up talking about it still. It's still fresh. But I'm very grateful for the listeners you have, Steve, and the prayers that were sent on behalf of our family. It was a great family time together.
Yeah.
A revolving door. Neighbors came. Just our house was always somebody was there, and they were, didn't have to be blood family, but they were family in some way, shape, or form. And
awesome.
You know, it's just a wonderful time.
Yeah, and that's the way it's supposed to work. When we have needs, especially in the body of Christ, we should never be wanting for anything. We don't have a resource problem in the body of Christ. We have an allocation problem. God's already given us everything that we need. We just don't allocate it very well. So in that case, I'm so glad that the body of Christ showed up and you had friends and neighbors that were willing to help. That was awesome. So we were talking about before we hit the break, talk about palladium, which most of us don't know anything about, but it's one of the key ingredients in catalytic converters. So with all the hurricanes last year and the loss of automobiles, you had this huge spike in the automobile industry in America, which is what drove palladium up. What did you say, 55%?
55%. Now, that's just unprecedented. I mean, any market that moves 55% in a year is just unprecedented. So I want to make sure the listeners hear me accurately. I'm not endorsing saying, oh, let's all jump in the palladium market. It's something to talk about and entertain and see if it fits in the structure of the portfolio of having a portion of metals. I would have a minor portion. It's not as wild as Bitcoin, but it's very volatile. So it's a speculative metal.
Well, I'm gonna take a sidestep here a little bit, David. I'm gonna come back to silver and gold, 2017 and 2018. But since you brought up Bitcoin, I mean, if we go look at Bitcoin, like I'm looking at the Dow Jones Industrial for the last year. So if I go back exactly a year, the Dow Jones was sitting at 19,942. Today it's at 24,922. Massive increase, just an incredible year. You go look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin a year ago was at 1,135. It got to a high of 19,065 on December 17th, and it's back down to 14,998 just a couple days ago. It was below 13,000. Bitcoin has just been on a wild ride, but still, I mean, the increase over the last year has been incredible, but then it's backed off. You know, like I said, it's high back on December 16th, which I think was its all-time high, December 17th, a little over 19,000, down to 14,998 as of right now. So what do we do with Bitcoin? Is that something that we should be, you would suggest maybe we need to look at it as an investment, or is this just kind of a crazy tech kind of bubble thing that most people can't understand and very few can actually invest in?
Well, I think it's a combination of everything you just mentioned. You don't want to chase a market, and clearly that you'd be chasing the Bitcoin market, by my opinion. I'm not an owner of Bitcoin, so I'm not endorsing it. I think Bitcoin is here to stay. I made two predictions about Bitcoin that both of them came to pass. And number one prediction, I said, you're going to see this huge uptick, pullback, people are going to get hurt in it, and it's not going to move at the same speed it's been moving at prior to when it, you know, broke above $10,000. And clearly, you know, people that bought Bitcoin of above the $14,000 level are not happy that they own Bitcoin. They're quite sad, probably. The other prediction I said is, watch, the government's going to come in and not say you can't buy it, but regulate the revenue side of things, the, you know, 1099, if it's outside of a retirement plan. And the IRS recently won in December a court Bitcoin fight that's been going on for some time. We've been watching it. And the federal court judge ordered San Francisco Coinbase, which is the trading platform, that'd be the equivalency of like TD Ameritrade or Scottrade, where you trade a stock on. Coinbase is the equivalency of that, where you can buy cryptocurrencies. And they identified 14,355 accounts representing 9 million transactions that were accounts over $20,000 between year 2013 to 2015 that they believe they were avoiding capital gains tax.
Yeah.
And the result was only 802 people out of the 14,355 declared the profits or losses from trading Bitcoin. So it's clearly the government is getting involved in the taxable side of the revenue side of this market. Now, I think they're going to do it in all cryptocurrencies. Just be careful. Do not put money in there that you can lose, and do not put money in there trying to hide it from the government. Don't play that game.
Well,
don't
that's
play
like
it in Bitcoin, and don't play it in gold either.
There you go. Yeah, and that's great advice. And of course, the government, when it comes to regulating and trying to get its hands on some of that revenue stream, that's like leaving a bunch of chocolate chip cookies in the family room with your kids and saying, hey, I'm going to go out and cut the grass. Don't touch those cookies, by the way. I'm pretty sure that plate's going to be empty when you come back. So let's look at silver in 2017 and 2018 as well as gold. And will gold make another move upward in 2018 like it did last year?
I'm going to say the same prediction I said January of 2017. I'm saying in January of 2018, we're going to have a bull market in metals and a bull market in stocks. I don't think it's going to be the same. I still think stocks are going to slightly outperform metals. I think we're going to see gold move in the 10 to 12% level, something that we saw similar. But I don't think you're going to see the down move 25%. I think it's going to be less than that, and I think it's going to be under 20%. There's a little bit of irrational exuberance. I don't know if we're going to have a stock market correction this year, but the longer we wait, the worse it's going to be, the deeper it will be, and the longer that recession will be. So, but we're sure going to probably have one in 2019, if not latter part of 18.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. I'm talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is their website. And what about the Fed? What about things going on at the government level? We'll hear about that. Welcome back and Happy New Year to you and yours. This is Steve Noble. It's Call to Action Radio. And great to be back with you as always. If you're a Facebook Live friend, we've taken a little hiatus today. So we had just a tiny little tech thing. So no Facebook Live today, but we'll have that solved and be back with Facebook Live tomorrow. If you want to connect there on Facebook along with the other billions of souls on the planet, just go to facebook.com/C2A Radio. That's C, the letter C, the number 2, the letter A. C2A is in Call to Action. C2A Radio, that's it on Facebook, and we can connect that way, and then you can actually have a camera, bird's eye view into the studio when we do the show, and then during the commercial breaks, we have little sidebar conversations. It's really been quite rewarding, a lot of fun, a really neat relationship that we've built together there on the Facebook Live side of the radio broadcast, so you can jump there, or just go to the website, c2atoday.com. And coming up, hopefully in the next 2 months, many of you know that I've been teaching high school age homeschoolers about the Constitution and civics. I think this is my 5th or 6th year at the 2-semester class, which has just been awesome. It's called Foundations of Freedom. And we finally put down the nuts and bolts of that, the nuts and bolts of the lectures online and on video. So we've got that. We're going to launch that out here in the next couple of months. So whether you want to use it for a full blown 18 chapter course through the Constitution and civics, if you want to do that, or if you happen to be a homeschooler, that's who we're really going to focus on. But listen, the reality is people between the ages of 90 and 9 know almost nothing about the Constitution. They know almost nothing about civics in general and the way our government is designed and supposed to work. And that's a big reason why we have so many of the problems that we do have on that particular level. And that's impacted the whole country. And that impacts all 310 plus million of your neighbors, 330 million neighbors. And so one way to fight ignorance, the only way to really fight it, is with knowledge and education. So Foundations of Freedom, we'll get that out, and that'll be made available in probably by March 1st. We're going to have that online. So excited about that. And especially with reaching younger people around the country. We happen to be a multi-year homeschool family, the Noble family, I think 13, 14, 15 years now, maybe. I think about 15 years. God bless my wife, who's just been stellar and so committed to our family on that level. But it's a growing movement, and I want to reach young people, mostly with the gospel, secondly with the truth of God's word, and third with this type of education. So that's one of the things that you can do when you help support Call to Action Radio and become a part of it. But odds are pretty good. You need to brush up on civics and the Constitution yourself. So that'll be online. There will be a cost associated with it, but it's got great value and can have a huge impact on our country, obviously. Another thing that we need to be more educated about, of course, is finances. And so we're talking to our good friend David Fisher today from Landmark Capital. Their website is always Landmark. walmartgold.com, or you can give his great team a call for more information and education at 844-879-8882. And I doubt, David, on New Year's Eve, you and your bride and we're watching CNN, but based on CNN's coverage, maybe we should all be investing in the pot smoking industry. Because did you see this? CNN had this gal, I can't remember what her name, Randy Kay. So during the night, she held a joint, a little bong, and she was on a pot smoking bus for New Year's Eve. And CNN kept going back to it. I was like, what? What is this? It's the summer of love on CNN, apparently. It's just crazy.
Do you think that they're trying to propagate a new lifestyle and endorsing that? You know how media does that. So.
Yes, they do that quite well. Yeah, because in recreational pot use just became legal in California. And so they were in, I think, Colorado, literally at all these different pot smoking parties. And she's like laughing and having fun and helping to light various things herself. That shows you the desperation of where CNN has gone. And rightfully so. They're going into the tank, and I think they deserve to. But let's get back on track. We were talking about precious metals. We talked a little bit about Bitcoin. But let's talk about the Fed. And it looks like we've talked about this before. Are you anticipating multiple interest rate hikes throughout the year by the Fed, David?
Well, they said last year that there's going to be 3 rate hikes, possibly 4. And I see no reason why they won't do that, although they've flinched a little bit before. The 2 years ago, they flinched on rate hikes. I think that they're now in the thrux of rate hikes because they're trying to get to normalized rates. We've been in an artificially low rate environment. The normal rates are around, they want to get us to 3.5% to 4%. The average Fed fund rate, lending rate, is 5.3% when you take over a 50-year period of time. So we're very well off at 1% of the normal rates. In doing so, we're going to see usually what happens before the Fed raises rates. Metals pull back. Then right after they raise rates, then metals make their move upward. So we've had 3 rate hikes last year, and we had 3 increases in precious metals, and we ended the year higher. So I think that contributes it, but I think there's other wild card factors that contributes to higher prices in metals. But in reference to the Fed, I think the biggest thing is that they're unraveling the balance sheet, which is they have a $5 trillion balance sheet, and they're going to sell $2.4 trillion, which is U.S. Treasuries, long-term securities. And they're the largest holder of securities in the Treasury market. And this says something like who's going to be owning and holding this now asset, this debt instrument that we create out of thin air that continues to support our overspending, which is my whole concern and focus probably greater in 2018. I hope we see some debt reduction bills passed.
And we'll talk about that. I'm hoping that I can assume most people know why the federal rate increase is so important, not just from an investment standpoint, but it touches so many different areas of life. But I don't want to assume anything. I've been down that road too many times in my life. And so when the Fed raises interest rates, David, besides that correlation we were just talking about with precious metals, interest rate increases affect all kinds of areas of our lives, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, if you're a bank and you go to the Fed to borrow money, that means that you're going to lend money, not necessarily in a home mortgage, but lending it at a higher rate if the Fed raises the rates that you're borrowing from. But short-term rates usually don't change immediately rates in home mortgages, but they will influence the direction of it. And we've been seeing home mortgages rates, long-term 30-year mortgages, go up since the Fed's been raising rates. So it does cost. Credit cards usually go up in a higher rate environment. Auto loans go up higher. So anything to do with finances, borrowing money, not always, not as an absolute, does cause this to happen. It also causes the cost of living to go up. And when things cost more, businesses pass it off to the consumer. That's right. So that becomes inflationary, and that's where things can get out of control. And that's what happened when we had runaway inflation in the 70s, and gold went up 500% in 5 years. I hope we don't get to that environment again. Yeah. Even though it'll be good for my industry and people that hold my product, it's bad for the economic environment.
Yeah, yeah, and literally tens of millions of people would suffer, obviously, deeply throughout that. Well, you mentioned debt structure and deficit spending. Of course, we just passed. That was the historic tax bill. And, you know, if you believe in trickle-down economics, and I believe in that largely, we should see that have an impact on the economy. And hopefully it won't just dig another bigger hole in the debt structure of this country. But then we start talking about in 2018, you know, Donald Trump's already talking about this infrastructure spending bill, which is about a $1 trillion, that's with a T, $1 trillion spending bill on our infrastructure. And where does this all stop, David? Aren't we just continuing to dig deeper and deeper into debt?
Well, we are. There's two sides to trickle down economics. There's the side that spurs, you know, higher wages, better jobs, better economic environment, and that's what Reagan did. The other side of the equation is higher debt, more spending on government money, which creates more loosening or tightening of the reins around the debt of our children and our grandchildren. You know, an interesting fact today, the national debt is at $20.6599 trillion, and the taxpayer debt per taxpayer is $170,334. So we're not getting out of debt. We're going further into debt. We're digging a hole. I'm glad that we're spurring on the economy, and that's really, this is our kind of like the last, you know, Hail Mary,
yeah,
saying, I hope this works, but if it doesn't, it's going to be very detrimental in the coming couple years, and that's where I think, unfortunately, where we're going.
Well, let me just remind people, since you brought that up, and I'm just going to click this off for you, and I'll explain what I'm doing here in a second. I think you'll probably pick up on this. All right, here we go. Ready, get set, go. 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, 80,000, 90,000, 100,000. Okay, America just went $100,000 more into debt. I'm looking at the U.S. debt clock, usdebtclock.org. If you've never spent some time on that, shame on you, and then repent and then get on there so that you can be informed and see what we're doing. So when we talk about a tax cut or we talk about a $1 trillion infrastructure investment, that has to be paid for, and our government doesn't like to pay for things. They like to borrow. We're borrowing 40 cents on the dollar. So when we come back in our last segment, we'll talk about the debt ceiling because that's an issue again, and continuing spending resolutions. We're going to talk about that and a couple other issues with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. Landmarkgold.com is their website, or you can give them a call. As always, 844-879-8882. Great education, great information from a great staff. 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com. This is Steve Noble with Call to Action. We'll be right back.
Let's try it all together.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Happy New Year to you and your family. And I hope the year is off to a great start for you. And for us as followers of Christ, let's dig deeper. One of the things I definitely want to do this year, and I mentioned this yesterday on the show, is take holiness, personal holiness, much more serious, and taking sin much more seriously. So personal holiness and sin, of course, prayer is something that I know I definitely need to improve on. I'm teaching on that in 2 weeks with a men's retreat up in Virginia that I do every year, a small group of guys. But I typically choose the topics that I feel like I'm really weak on, and prayer is definitely one of those topics as a follower of Christ that I'm weak on. So I'm hoping by God's grace that I'll be able to become a strong prayer warrior this year, and then just being more diligent. And every minute we spend in God's word, we're gonna get blessed. It never comes back void, right? Always accomplishes what God has intended. And so there's always fruit on the tree of reading the scriptures. And oftentimes we go to it, you know, when we're depressed or down or things aren't going our way, we're not getting what we want. And how would anybody else that we have a loving relationship respond to that if the only time we talk to them or really listened is when everything's hitting the fan? Other than that, I don't talk to you. The only time you hear from Steve is when things are really bad or he's not happy with something, and then he calls you or emails you or texts you. But other than that, you never hear from him. And what kind of relationship would that be? And sadly, oftentimes, that's my relationship with my Heavenly Father, and it certainly shouldn't be, and it's not what He desires, and it shouldn't ultimately be what I desire. We shouldn't settle for anything less than God's best, and so let's all do our part in 2018 to pursue those goals together. And one of the things that we're trying to do in 2018 is being good managers of our money. Jesus talked a lot about money throughout the Scriptures. I mentioned this at the top of the show. 16 of the 38 parables were concerned with how to handle money and possessions in the Gospels alone. 10% of the verses deal directly with the subject. The Bible offers 500 verses on prayer specifically, a little less than 500 specifically on faith, but more than 2,000 verses on money and possessions. And if it's good enough for God and His Word, it should certainly be good enough for us and a big issue for us on the air, which is why we talk to David Fisher from Landmark Capital once a week on every Monday. Next Monday, we'll do a Money Monday update, just one segment at the end of the show. But today, the first Monday technically of the month, and with a new year, and that's why we've got David with us all hour. Again, David, thanks as always for helping us out so much. You've been a great blessing to this audience and to me personally for over a year and a half now.
Well, you know, I could probably have the same conversation I have with my wife, who got the better deal on this side. Is the blessing or my blessing or yours? I think I'm just grateful that the Lord brought us together. Amen. And not for necessarily the business side of things, but the impact that you being who you are in Christ, the effect you've had on my life. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And you've been a dear friend as well and have been such a great supporter of this ministry, which helps to support my family. So the cool thing about this, David, and for all of our friends out there listening that are part of the body of Christ, is this is a friendship that's not until the day we die. This isn't a friendship that will last forever. And when I meet people and I go, hey, it's good to have you as a new eternal friend, if it's a follower of Jesus Christ. I just love thinking about that. I think that's just an awesome blessing and a benefit. Talk about a benefit of being a part of that group, of being a follower of Christ. It's just awesome. But thank you for your kind words. We're going to finish up our Money Monday today. We were talking about debt, and I just put the debt ceiling clock on my Facebook page because I was trying to make as many people sick as possible today so that they would wake up and pay more attention. And number one, and I said, okay, I've got three goals. I want to make you sick, and here's why. I hope after you're sick by looking at our debt clock, number one, you'll begin to understand why God calls us to pray for those in authority over us, because they need it. They cannot handle these problems. They are so enormous and so complex, David, as you know, that they can't do it in their own power and their own might and their own knowledge. They absolutely have to have the intervention of our Holy Father, so we need to be praying for them. We need to be paying attention, which is why that you're on every week and helping us pay attention. And then they need to stink and vote. Get smart, get engaged, and get into the game, because if you don't vote, you have no right to whine. If you're not involved in the system in America, in a representative republic, you are a part of the problem. So if you don't vote, shame on you. Get that right. Repent of that. You need to love your neighbor. Everything that the government does affects all 330 of your neighbors and 330 million of your neighbors. And if you're not getting involved what affects them, you're not loving them very well. That's always the case I make for political involvement, especially in voting. So hopefully that'll help a little bit today. But the debt structure, of course, we're talking about that. And we got to talk about the debt ceiling. That's coming up once again, is it not?
Well, consider it this way. If you're a taxpayer that owes $170,000, if I really had to pay that, which we really do, some way, somehow, some form, I'd rather pay a lower number than a higher number. And getting involved with Congress and sharing our vote and our sentiments is only going to lower that number if we speak loud and clear. The debt ceiling is, we raised kicking the can down the road called a continued resolution 4 times last year, which is evidence that something is more important than dealing with our debt. It was, first of all, the health care, then it was the tax bill, the budget, then the tax bill. Now it's DACA, and there's all these things that seems to come before, you know, dealing with our financial calamity. And if we don't deal with it, well, now, when it's able to be dealt with, we'll deal with it when we won't be able to deal with it in a very unscrupulous way, and our debtors will call in their money, and we won't have the money to pay them. And so that's really how this simply works. January 19th is this day that we're going to have something done again. Before that, I'm going to speculate. I think they're going to kick it down the road a couple more months towards early March, and then March, we run out of money. That's when the government starts shutting down, and we start possibly, I hope we don't have, this doesn't happen, defaulting. So we got to deal with this. Looks like they're going to probably raise the debt ceiling when they finally come to a vote. It's unfortunate, but we should, you know, the whole idea was go back when you raise it, then you cut back on spending, and that has not happened, and that's what's creating this problem. We need to cut back on our spending.
And we talked about, and I wanted to mention this again and bring this up again, in terms of a market correction. I'll talk to our mutual friend Steve Lewis here in a couple of weeks, see what he thinks.
Yeah.
He agrees there's a market correction coming. My brother up in Chicago, works for a large firm, and he's a high net worth investors only, $20 million and up. So he expects one in the first few months of the year. He thinks it'll be about 10%. But what are your thoughts on a market correction this year? We certainly talked about it a lot. We can't this honeymoon isn't going to last forever. So what do you think is going to happen?
If we don't get a 10% correction in 2018, we're going to have a big one in 2019, much bigger than 10% and probably even bigger than 20, because we're not, you know, it's not like we can say, let's correct it. It's just one or two headlines causes a domino effect, a panic, and that's what causes the correction. People pull out of the market and the market doesn't get supported, or there's a financial crisis in a major bank or a brokerage company, you know, Lehman Brothers, which went to Bear Stearns, you know, and so on. So, I mean, the girding system is still not fixed since 2008. I hope we don't have a big correction where they have to deal with the whole thing again. I think we need to deal with our debt, and as we slowly deal with our debt, we won't have financial crisis like we did in 2008. But so far, we're not dealing with it. That's the problem. So the longer we wait, it's like the slingshot. You pull it farther back, The tension gets worse, and the impactment gets greater.
Yeah, and of course, we have history to study, and we've seen market corrections. It's just really, it's a normal part of what happens in the market over time. Isn't that correct?
It happens every 7 or 8 years, and the last time we happened was 9 years ago. So we're long overdue for one, and usually right before the correction, you have just this big booming thing going on in that market where you think it'll never end, and that's the environment of exuberance that we're having, and that's when you is this one of many big clean cut clear signs that says the market is going to correct now, and that's where we're at.
So in terms of 2018, and then I want to ask one more thing about precious metals before we finish up, but in terms of 2018, would you describe your attitude about it in terms of not just precious metals but the market in general? Would you say that you're cautiously optimistic? Would that be an accurate representation?
I think that's a great term, and I'm not being ignoring reality. I'm being cautiously optimistic, but yet not ignoring reality. And the reality is when market corrects, stocks go down, metals usually go up. That's why you diversify.
Yeah.
The bigger this downside in stocks, usually the larger upside in metals.
And speaking of metals, we at the end of last year, we were talking about kind of this industry thing in precious metals about a year in a discount, which is a normal as they get dump some of their stock. Is that still what's going on? Is that still available?
Yes, it's going on for another week. It'll probably fizzle out somewhere around the second week in January. Normally, it doesn't. I've seen times when it does go into January, and sometimes even the end of January. But I'm speculating it'll probably be another week and a half there, and we'll start to see those erode away. The discount has been as small as 2 or 3%. I've seen some different areas of the market discounted up to 20% on an average around 10 to 12. So it's still an opportunity to call and learn about it because there's different markets that do different things that are at different discounts.
And besides that, you've got obviously some of the free newsletters and white papers out there. Tell us about those real quick and how people can get a hold of them.
Got a brand new newsletter called Security, Peace of Mind During Uncertain Times. That's our monthly newsletter. And we also have a white paper on how you roll over your IRA into physical gold and hold that physical gold without a tax liability. And the bail-in report, as always, that's kind of something that's more on the back burner right now. We also have 10 common mistakes people made in purchasing precious metals. That's been a tool to help people get educated. And then a brochure called Changing Directions and Changing Times. It talks about what's going on in the markets. I'm writing a brand new white paper. It'll probably be out sometime the end of the month here, and we'll talk about that.
Excellent. How do people get a hold of these resources?
They can call our company at 844-879-8882 or go to our website at landmarkgold.com.
Excellent. David Fisher, as always, a Money Monday here on a Wednesday, but we needed to get going here in the new year and always appreciate your friendship and your help and your expertise. God bless you, brother, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
God bless you, Steve.
Thanks, pal. Have a great evening. Okay, friends, there you go. And again, if Jesus talked about it, you can bet your bottom dollar that we're going to talk about it too. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio, and God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.